to discuss not only the massacre they refer to as Operation Grassland, but also, and equally importantly, the Israeli-imposed, Egyptian-enforced, and American-supported siege on the people of Gaza. It has been estimated that the 22-day bombing campaign cost around 1,400 human lives, but this siege is murdering human beings as we speak. Except this siege is murdering human beings silently. How many human lives has this silent murder cost? Who's counting? Are you? When people are being left with no choice but to cement together bombed and smashed bricks in order to rebuild something resembling their home, because bricks are not being allowed into Gaza, you know there is something very, very wrong with this picture. When young children are dying from treatable diseases, you know there is something very, very wrong with this picture. When there is something in Israeli law called the grandfather clause, which entitles any human being on the face of this earth with one Jewish grandparent to Israeli citizenship, yet the indigenous people of this land not only don't have citizenship, don't have nationality, don't have passports, and don't have freedom of movement, you know there is something very, very wrong with this picture. Now, as a person with a British passport and citizenship to a country which not only is responsible for the Balfour Declaration, but is also one of Israel's main killing machine suppliers, I felt it was my duty to visit Gaza and the West Bank in order to understand the human side of this issue I have read and heard many stories about. I urge all of you who hold those precious US passports to travel to Gaza and see how your taxes have been spent. Go there and see how the bombs which read made in the USA were received. The mighty United States of America, with its estimated 1,000 military bases worldwide, from Japan to the UAE, to Diego Garcia, to Egypt, to Colombia, and so on and so on. The mighty USA, with its monopoly on the arms industry, did not merely allow Operation Grassland to take place. It collaborated in this crime against humanity. Whether you acknowledge it or not, the people of Gaza can never and will never forget this, just as they can never and will never forget the Balfour Declaration. This siege or blockade, whatever you want to call it, is merely another example of Israel attempting to play God with people's lives. Why has this siege become an accepted norm in the eyes of the public? Because of the same media outlets who so dutifully counted the exact number of rockets fired from Gaza onto land those Palestinians were themselves driven from through murder and ethnic cleansing. I wonder if those same media outlets prior to Operation Grassland ever bothered to count how many tins of beans or pieces of bread were not allowed to reach the hungry bellies of Gaza. Furthermore, did any of these influential media outlets even bother to count how many American-made white phosphorus bombs were dropped from British-made planes on the heads of human beings in Gaza? Our struggle is a struggle for public perception first and foremost, because there is a machine at work. There is a machine at work that wants you to believe a man with a rocket launcher, no passport, and no nationality is more of a threat to humanity than a state which has invaded and occupied every single country it borders with and is armed to the teeth with the most sophisticated killing machines on the face of this beautiful planet. These same media outlets want you to believe a man with a beard and a rucksack is a bigger threat to all humanity than the killing machines which are produced by Lockheed and BAE Systems every single day. Even with the recent much-hyped quote-unquote dispute which took place between the Obama and Netanyahu administrations, even this dispute was not enough to even pause this abnormally cozy relationship Israel has with American-made killing machines. While Netanyahu was in Washington supposedly being chastised, the Pentagon and Israel were in the process of signing a massive arms deal. But of course that wasn't reported in the mainstream press over here, was it? It seems that for the most honest reporting of Israel's actions, one can only rely on certain voices within Israeli press. Amos Harel wrote in the newspaper Haaretz on the 30th of March 2010, and I quote, "According to the deal, Israel will purchase three new Hercules C-130J planes. The deal for the three aircrafts designed by Lockheed Martin is worth roughly $250 million. Each aircraft cost $70 million. The aircrafts were manufactured specifically for Israeli needs and include a large number of systems produced by Israel's defense industry." Now, this bit is the most important. "The deal will be covered by American foreign assistance funds." So you see, while the disagreement was being played out for the world's press, the continued relationship of collaboration was still very firmly in place. Israel has even bombed Gaza since then on a few separate occasions. Maybe they were testing out their new equipment. Foreign aid assistance is not allocated for nothing, and Lockheed do not make weapons of war for nothing. While the world sleeps, the crimes against humanity continue. But why is it deemed acceptable for such crimes to be committed on the indigenous people of that important land? Simply because the governments of the UK, USA, and Israel refuse to recognize anybody's humanity but their own. The question is, what about us? What about us? What about the people, the human beings, with aspirations and dreams? Just like those people in Gaza have aspirations and dreams. Where do we stand? Whose side are we on? Well, there is a line of division on this question. And it's not a line dividing Jewish and Arab opinion. It is not a line dividing Jewish and Muslim opinion. It is not even a line dividing Israeli and Palestinian opinion. It is a line dividing those who believe in the equality of all and those who believe in the supremacy of some. This is our struggle to bring equality, nothing more and nothing less. Our struggle is not about the supremacy of anyone or the dehumanization of anyone else. That was Zionism. Our struggle is about the humanization and the equality of all. Thank you very much.